Cats in a Medically Supportive Role, Part 3. Poor Keith. He cried and cried. Mind you, we had been married 8 years, and therefore Motta was of an age that is quite long for an animal. We, of course, were not expecting any problems, though, as why would we? Because every day you have your cat, and she's just there all the time. I never thought of a cat as being of a certain age. I know on her birthday we took her to the vet for an annual checkup, and somewhere I still have that little birthday card the vet gave us when we first took her to him when we got her. I'll have to hunt around in storage boxes for it and perhaps show it to you when I find it at a later date. Needless to say, Mottle's time on earth had come. Keith rushed her down to the emergency vet as it was 9 o'clock at night, and he never came home for hours. And when he did, he returned without her, and he cried most of the night for our Mottle. The next day he was down to the vet's for many more hours after work. After a couple of days he came home and said he would have to have her put down, as she had had a stroke and there was nothing that could be done for her, as she was so paralysed and no longer eating or drinking. My poor husband. It's a time in our lives that I will never forget, and until I started writing about cats in my cat series of books, I didn't realise the significance of what she had meant to him, really, really deep down. So when one asks about cats in a medically supportive role, I would say yes, they are much needed in our society to fill a gap in someone's heart in times of severe heartbreak, for sure. Since then, we have downsized and no longer are able to have a cat in our lives. I know Keith would like one, but how when we don't have room in our mobile home for one anymore? Even I do not even presume that my own presence in his life could take the place of either Mottle or Whitey. And that's the end of part 3.